And it was so obviously a good idea. And I thought, well, it is worth doing these things, you know. And Peter Gabriel's songs was asking to be sung, really, you know. I'd like everybody to do a version, really.
Yours is very different to Peter's. I mean, his was quite a menacing version. Yours is less threatening in sound, isn't it?
Well, the funny thing is, I didn't get mine from his version. I got it from a Scottish folk singer called Martin Simpson, a record on Topic. And some of my inflections, he'd probably be charging me royalties because I nicked some of the ways he does it.
I didn't realise it had been covered by him at all.
No, I heard it on Alexis Corner's show, in fact, a year or two ago. And as we all know, he used to play records that nobody, you know, you just couldn't hear otherwise, and that was one of them.
Yes.
Martin Simpson doing Biko.
Right, obviously a very important statement to you to sort of highlight the situation that happened to Biko.
Yeah, I mean, it happens to a lot of people. So occasionally a few people get known for it. I mean, he was actually the 46th or 7th known detainee to have died in custody, all according to the South African government, through severe headaches or just something ludicrous like that. And Biko's contemporary, he's born in 46, he's a year younger than me, and it's sort of fascinating and chilling to sort of compare parallel lives, you know. My relatively luxurious one, relatively, and his. And he was, although they later on described him as a terrorist and all that kind of thing, in fact, they weren't, during his lifetime, able to pin anything like that on him at all. He was simply he wanted the majority of the population of South Africa to have a voice in it, you know, in this, how the country was run, that was all.
In making this record, were you at all aware of the sort of problem in a way of following up a near hit? I mean, goodness gracious, you were virtually on top of the pops with Shipbuilding. Was that in your mind at all?
No, it isn't. I sometimes sort of skate near that Top of the Pops world, but I've learned to live without it. And I mean, anything like that that comes up is a bonus as far as I'm concerned, but I've learned to operate on a sort of more sort of cottage industry scale, you know.
What terms do you operate within, in fact? What are you doing at the moment, do you think?
Hanging on by the skin of my teeth, basically. Wondering what on earth I'm going to be living on in 2 years' time, and just churning out enough songs to pay the electricity bill.
Why do you write so little yourself?
Because I can't. I can't do it. Help. I think it's really hard writing songs. You've got to get the tune, and you've got to get the words to fit it, and the words, hopefully, you've got to mean something or other. Or they will anyway, whether you want them to or not. I think it's really hard. I don't know how all these other people do it.
You have been working with other people, though, haven't you? Like Simon Boothie you've been working with his Working Week group. And how did that come about?
He gave us a ring. I think he'd previously been on Rough Trade Records or something. Anyway, yeah, Simon Booth gave us a ring and asked us to sing on his record, and so I said yes. It was really good because he had some great musicians on it, and he got Harry Beckett on trumpet, and he just really did it properly, which is nice.
Do you find it rewarding working with so many other musicians, that there is a sort of cross-fertilisation of ideas and attitudes and things like that?
Well, personally, I find it difficult to communicate with other people, and including other musicians. I mean, I can casually, but, you know, for working, I find it difficult. And so those situations tend to be things that I get drawn into by other people. When I'm left to my own initiative, I tend to just work on my own.
Just as long as you do it. All right. Now, look, there's a track here on the 12-inch EP called Work in Progress, which is called Yolanda. Now, I think this shows some influence from others, but we'll talk about it after we've heard it. This is it. It's written by a man called Pablo Milandes. Yolanda. Yes, from the Work in Progress EP that he's just got out on Rough Trade, and that's a track called Yolanda, as I say, written by Pablo Milandes. Now, who on earth is Pablo Milandes? Where did he find the song?
Pablo Milandes is a Cuban singer, and he's although he's sort of obscure here, he's not just popular in Cuba, and despite the trade embargo around Cuba, you know, you're not allowed to sort of listen to, admit they exist, really. But, in fact, he's got a number one album in Argentina at the moment, because Liberation songs are very trendy in Argentina,
sure,
as you can imagine.
Yes, yes. So, what was the appeal of this, then? Why did you go to find this sort of material?
Well, I like sort of looking through, sifting through stuff that by people we're told are the enemy, people we're told to ignore, people we're told to hate. And I'm not having that, really. Not from this lot, you know. And so I go out of my way to look for what's nice about people we're told don't do anything nice, you know.
What, because on the level that people are people, and that they have the same emotions and the same lives or whatever?
Well, I just don't happen to believe our establishments. I total mistrust of our establishments' motives in almost everything they do. I mean, I've developed sort of total cross-the-board paranoia about the establishment, and I And I immediately sympathise with anybody that they hate. And with Cuba, I came up trumps because there's lots of wonderful music in Cuba. And Pablo Milanes is one of their most popular singers. I mean, this is just a love song. It's a sort of crazy love song.
That's right. There's another song as well called Te Recuerdo Amanda. Say it for real. Come on. You can
Te Recuerdo Amanda.
Now, this isn't Cuban, one assumes. Where does that come
from? That's from Chile, and that's by Victor Jara, who was writing some years ago, but was killed by the fascist junta that's in power now. And I like to keep his memory alive. So I know there's a lot of Chilean exiles who also want to keep his memory alive. And he wrote some lovely songs. It's about a gorilla that gets killed. I thought I'd chuck that in.
Apart from the politics, Robert, I mean, the Spanish or Latin influence seems to be quite strong in your blood at the moment.
Well, I mean, I like the noise of the language, which, anyway, so I like singing in it, and I like listening to it. I like going to Spain, which is amazing.
Well, you lived there for, what, a year or more, didn't you?
We lived there for on and off for ages, and hoping to more. I mean, my wife wants to sort of transplant our roots there, in fact. She's been studying Spanish, and she speaks it really good. I mean, really well. I better learn English first.
As you say, yeah, right. Yeah, so you got the accent right. What is the appeal, then? What is it? Is it the people? People talk about the happy-go-lucky atmosphere. I can't believe that, either. You know.
Well, somebody who's put in down Spain once said to me, oh, I don't like Spain. It's like the third world in Europe. And I suppose that's exactly what I like about it. You know, it's the nearest we've got to what some of the rest of the world might be like.
The EP is called Work in Progress, which rather implies that there's some more work to come. What are your plans?
Well, to be more modest, it's to imply that I don't consider that properly polished and finished, you know. Like, these songs, like a lot of what I do, are sort of sketches. I tend to operate like that. I sort of do sketches for things that are perhaps never actually completed, you know, as opposed to other people who do very highly polished products.
Are you going to do live performances, then? Because that has to be the ultimate sketch in progress, doesn't it, really?
Yeah, now that's going too far. I've got a sort of... I've got a real fear of open spaces now, at least, except when I'm an anonymous person. I find that singing songs is much more introspective than drumming used to be. I used to like showing off and flashing about with the drumsticks, but...
In a way, you were hidden behind the drum set.
Then, even then, you had that to hide behind, I find it very nerve-wracking trying to sing in public, so I thought rather do something badly that makes me frightened, I'd cut me losses and stick to something I can handle.
Well, I think people will buy the record.